Hi guys, welcome back to Happy to Be Here. So, I got some exciting news. So, from now on, every Monday, I'll be trying to get out the Owl House podcast. And throughout the week, I will be trying my best to get at least one episode out that is something different and unique. Because I will also be doing the Twitch live streams, which, by the way, if you haven't seen them, Happy to Be Here 56. Or, I will be doing my YouTube, which is Happy to Be Here. I've already started on there. We have a Among Us video, which is really stupid. And then we have two SMP Minecraft videos. And I'm thinking about starting a new game, which I may just give you a little hint, since you guys have been here through the entire thing. So I guess I could give you a little, hint. I'm thinking about playing Sky, the Children of Light. So I'd be going in somewhat, I'll be going in somewhat blind. I've played the tutorial at least once on mobile, and I think it's going to be really exciting on a phone, or not phone, on the Nintendo Switch. So I'm planning on doing that, so I hope you guys join me for that. But without further ado, let's get into the Owl House through the Looking Glass Ruins. So going into this episode, I kind of, was thinking, is this where Luce is going to find, the journal of this weird human that, appeared, in the Looking Glass Ruins? I was wrong. This episode did not play out how I thought, but if you do like something involving the Owl House, you will definitely love this episode, and I'll talk about that later. No spoilers. So, when we start the episode off, we basically cut to Luce, talking to Gus and being like, Gus, it's okay. It's not your fault. Don't worry. And Gus is like, I got Willow attacked by pixies. If my magic wasn't so useless, I could have protected her. And Luce is like, dude, Willow is tough as nails. She's one of the toughest people we know. She's probably doing fine. And Luce is basically like, don't worry, you'll probably be, feeling better in, by tomorrow. And then it goes, tomorrow, and Gus is not feeling better. Gus is just like, why, how could this happen to me? And Gus is just having a mental breakdown. And then we hear a, and it's Luce. And Gus is like, you need my library card to see Amity again, don't you? And this is just so amazing. And Luce is like, I haven't been doing a good job at hiding that fact, have I? And Gus is like, nope. And then Luce is like, I'm kidnapping you. You're coming with me. We're going to the library right now. But on their way, we meet the four people we saw in the teaser trailer of this new season. Drumroll, please. Bug person. Catapult. And we can build a wall. That's not their names, but I don't want to know their names because I'll talk about that later. Yeah. And then, who is this? Matholomew? What are you doing here? And he... What we need to know is basically all these people are a part of, not Hexside, Glandis. Hi. They all go to Glandis. And I'm like, hold on, Matholomew, you don't go to Glandis, you go to Hexside. What the heck? What you doing? Kind of sauce. And then, Gus is over here, oh my god, that was so good. That was so amazing. Beastkeeper Coven and all these different things working together. I've never seen them. And then Luce uses her invisibility glyphs again, which is so cool. I can't wait to see how they use that more. And I can't wait to see, how they, add different, symbols to create different glyphs. I'm so excited. I hope Lilith, since Lilith has left us, is still, working on glyphs and learning. And, comes back to visits and is like, Miss Teacher, guess what? I, figured out a lot of glyph combos. Would you like to see? I feel like that'd be really fun. But, Gus is like, wait, hold on, Luce, wait, did you just say, I'm a mega power wizard? And Gus is like, okay, Luce, I see what you're doing, but I only know illusions. I don't know any other type of magic. That's kind of a problem. So Luce gives Gus the glyphs, and I have a theory about, like, something that we see in this episode, but I'll save that until the end. So, with Gus following Matholomew and the gang, we watch Luce go to the library, and we find Amity with her hair down. Oh my god. So Amity has her hair down, and is basically like, could you please give me my hair tie back? And the, like, little kid's like, no! And Amity's like, if you do, I'll let you pick any book for me to read to you. And so the kid gives it back and goes, yay, I get to summon the Dark Lord! And that's amazing. And then, basically, Amity finishes her story group session and then walks out and sees Luce. And Luce is like, oh my goodness, Amity, there's this really cool journal and it could help us get home, help me get home and all this. And then Luce is like, oh, hi, I expected to see you at the lab. And so Amity and Luce are just flustered, and Ed and Im are like, And then they do this thing, and it's like, come on, we gotta go. You don't want to miss that date, do you? And then, they're just like, they're just so good. I love them in this episode. They, do this little, skit play thing, and they're like, oh, no, your face, it's breaking out. You're gonna be dumped. And then they, leave to give Amity and Luce some space to talk, which is really nifty. I like it. Very good, very good. And then, they keep going, and Amity's like, you know, if we get caught, I could lose my job. And Luce is like, you know what? Let's not. And Amity's like, I didn't say I wasn't gonna help you. I just said I could lose my job if we get caught. And Amity opens this, secret part of the library, which, I mean, we did see in the trailer, so I feel a little stupid for not thinking about that. But, you know, it happens. Whoopsies. Then we come back to Gus and the fellow Cretans. You'll learn why I'm calling them Cretans instead of nice people. So, we come upon a thimble, rose bush path thing, and they're like, how do we get through? And then Matholomew, being the polite and nice person he is like, oh, well, Gus, didn't the human say you're a mega power wizard? And Gus is like, yeah, they did say that, didn't they? And Gus pulls out a glyph. He didn't know what it was, but he made a really, he guessed really good. 10%, 50,000% plus luck. Gus, what's going on? What your luck status be like? Could I have it, please? I need that type of luck. So he's like, fireball! And it was a fireball, which is oh, cool. So he, paved the way. And they're going after these things called, I don't think it's called a Sorcerer's Stone, but I'm just gonna call it a Sorcerer's Stone because I don't remember the name. I'm sorry if that makes you confused. So they're going after this stone because it apparently upgrades your power and magic and stuff. And it would be really neat to have. As they're going, Matholomew gets kidnapped by this bird thing, and then he gets dropped from the sky and is not doing too good. And then we come back to Amity and Luce. And Luce is like, Amity, maybe, we should turn back. I don't think it'd be worth, losing your job. But earlier, Luce was like, maybe, someday you should come, visit me. And I would have to, give you a tour of, the human world. And Amity's like, you know what, let's go. No, we're going. So, Amity literally just kidnaps Luce and is like, we're gonna go find this book now. I wanna go, see your world and be hanging out with you and vibing. We gotta do that. And then we come back to the main crew of Cretans and Gus. And Gus, you know, Gus is there. Gus is vibing. Willow's injured. Oh, dang, I skipped over that part. Whoopsie, don't worry. It's kind of important, but not really. Sorry, Willow. Whoopsies, I feel really bad. Whatever. So, they have this one dude. I'm going to call him Bug Boy. Bug Boy's supposed to keep watch. Well, Cinder Block Person and Tree help. There's also Metholomew. So they all go into this place, and they find the crystals, and they get them, and they test them out, and they're like, whoa, the legends were true, the Sorcerer's Stone increases my power! And Gus is like, hold on, wait. The names on all these graves are sorcerer, like, illusionist, hold on. And he's like, wait, guys, this is an illusionist graveyard, and... Miss Bob the Builder, yes we can, is over here like, duh. But it doesn't matter, really. Like, illusionists can even use them. So Bob the Karen Builder is over here like, skirt, skirt, I don't care. I'll take my Monkeyado, Sorcerer Stone latte to go, see ya? And Gus is like, that's not good. And then that big spooky dragon thing we saw from the, trailer shows up. Yikes, man, not good, not good at all. And then we cut back to Amity and Luce. They find the book, but this skull rat has been gnawing on the pages and going and making it into a flipping salad, which is not good. And then Luce is like, you flippin' rat! And then, the librarian shows up and is just like, Amity? And then he's like, I just can't believe this right now. Like, all these emotions I'm feeling. I'm just, like, so disappointed. It, like, hurts me to say this, but, like, you're fired. And then Luce is like, Amity? And Amity's like, not now, Luce. I've been feeling these things. And I've never felt before, and I do stupid things while I'm around you. And Luce is like, that's okay. I do stupid things when I'm around you too, Amity. And then Amity runs away. And Luce is like, nobody steals Amity's work badge. Only me. So Luce is like, no. That's mine. I must return it to the Amity and give it back. Then we come back to Gus and the Misfits. Trying to survive demon dragon thing. And Gus uses an illusion because he's all out of glyphs. Because he used them with the fireball and saving Metholomew. Metholomew? Oh! And then we learn that the dragon is an illusion made by... I'm going to say this is the head of the illusion convent. Because I don't know. It makes the most sense to me by his attire. Like, it looks like worn out and, like, destroyed and desecrated. But, like, his outfit, no one else wears, like, that symbol, the, like, mirror symbol, like, on their outfit, except him. And if they do have the mirror symbol, it's, like, on their wrist to signify their convent, like other people do. So, I'm wondering if he's, like, the head of the illusion convent, and I hope we get to see more and learn more about him. But then, Miss Karen Builder Bob is over here, like, oh, two useless witches. Haha, tie them up, boys. And something that sucks about this is basically, what happens next, kind of. I'll talk about it. I feel like one of the jerks didn't really deserve it. But, you know, Then we see Metholomew walk over and, like, free Gus and... the Illusionist Covenant track, I'm gonna call him that because we don't really have a name for him. The head of the Illusion Covenant. And he, like, the head of the Illusion Covenant's like, don't worry, I'll release the dogs. And Gus is like, I'd like to try something a little more flashy. So he distracts Bug Boy with a magical glowing bug. And then the one that kind of sucks, and I feel bad for one of these kids, is basically, like, this one kid just wants the approval of his father. And they made a clone of his father, and is like, come here, son, let's go get ice cream. And he's like, Dad, when did you get a mustache? And he's like, don't ask questions. Do you want ice cream or not? And then he's like, yeah. And what sucks is, like, Miss Karen the Builder is over here like, who needs them? I don't. And what happens next is one of my most favorite scenes. They went all out for this, and I think it's really nifty. They didn't go all out, but oh my god, it looks so good. So what happens is we finally get to see, like, what those statues were from the promo trailer and, like, the blood and stuff. And basically, Gus had made, like, an illusion covering the graveyard. And it has made, like, the statue start crying blood and all this. And basically, like, Karen the Builder, like, hands turned to, like, stone and fell off. And then, like, Gus turned into a stone version of her and, like, grabbed her leg. And every time she, like, tried to draw a circle of magic, like, it broke and disappeared. Just like we saw with Ida after being, like, cursed. So I think that's really neat. Then, after they scare her away, Gus and Methalmu promise to come back and help, like, repair the graveyard. And we have something that I think's really interesting. How Amity and Willow, like, became friends. It's like, we're not there yet, but we're going there. And it's basically Gus and Methalmu are on the same level. It's, we're not friends as, like, Amity and Willow were in that episode, Understanding Willow. They're not friends, but they're getting there. And I think that's really nifty, because Methalmu seems, like, it's cool that he gets, like, a kind of redemption arc, because he's one of the more hated characters. And we kind of learn why he acts the way he does. Because at Glandis, it's different from Hexside. The weak are basically, like, mistreated, and only the strong are superior and stuff. So, interesting to see. After this little interesting thing, we cut to Amity with Ed and Em. And Amity's getting her hairbrush, and they're like, and Amity's like, I don't know what to do, I'm feeling all these things. And Amity's sister is like, well, is it that good? At least you're happy. And then Amity's sister's like, hold on, do you want us to dye your hair green again? Because it's starting to, like, your roots are growing out, starting to turn brown again. And Amity is like, Then we cut to Luce at Amity's house, basically like, I'm sorry for everything, you don't have to forgive me, I understand. But I got you your library card back, and Amity's hair is purple, and I really like it. I like Amity's hair now. I'm not saying I hated Amity's hair before, but I think the purple's really cool, because it's like, hey, I want my hair to be purple. You deal with it, Mom. I don't care. Yikes. And then Amity is like, wait, hold on, that mouse is an Echo Mouse. And basically, Echo Mouse can, like, consume books, and then, like, you press their backs, and, like, they're, like, a projector. And we basically learn that the first human had, like, been in contact with the portal door at some point. And the first human was basically just talking about, like, this place is mysterious and all this. And something to note, in this, like, little, like, projection of everything, the portal door wasn't cracked, if I remember correctly. It was, like, perfect. Unlike how we see it later on. So, I don't know. I also feel like this could either be Belos, or, like, I don't know. I feel like it's Belos. Because I don't know who else it would be. Because, like, Because last time we talked about, like, kind of odd how Billis was able to make the door, because to make the door, like, repair it, fix it, whatever, you would have to have some level of, like, understanding on how it works. So I feel like, let's say he is the first human, he comes here, disappears, because we learn, like, he disappeared and was looking for a way home, and we learned from Gwendolyn that the human showed up and then disappeared without a trace one day, and then Bella showed up. So I'm wondering if this is basically, like, gonna be, like, confirming that human be Bellos. And if that is the case, last time we also did talk about, like, could Bellos be getting a redemption arc? Like, could they try to do a redemption arc and be like, hey, I'm not the monster. These are the circumstances I have been given, and I'm dealing with what I have been, what I have to deal with. Sucks to suck. And, oh my god, what happens next is, oh! So, Luce is like, oh my goodness, I hope we become good friends. And Amity's like, you probably will. You always find a way to squirm. You always have a way of squirming into people's hearts. And then Amity kisses Luce on the cheek. Oh my goodness. It's just a little peck on the cheek. And then Ed and Amity are like, oh my goodness, good job, sister. And I like that it's Amity that did this, because, like, throughout everything, it was Amity that we saw caught feelings first, not Luce. Luce has, like, been confirmed later on. And then Luce looks over at Amity and is like, and then Amity's like, oh my god, why did I do that? Goodbye forever. And then walks away and leaves. And then Luce falls to her, like, legs. And just sits, like, crisscross. And I was like, is there anything after this? Did I miss anything? Because, like, as you know, sometimes in, like, the end scenes, there's, like, secrets if you watch on a little longer. And I like, went back and I watched it, and I'm like, is there anything else? Do we see, like, anything else, like, Luce reacting or anymore? No, we don't. So that's fun. And, oh my god, this episode... this episode's so bad. It was so cute. I really enjoyed this part. Because they've been building up to this, and we didn't need them to do this, but I feel like it's just so nice. I really like it. Now time to talk about theories. So, I'm wondering, we've learned, like, illusionists are considered useless, and I'm wondering if they're not, and I wonder if they're, like, I wonder if this is a subtle nod to it. So we've seen Luce's fireballs with the glyphs before, but when Gus drew his circle and used the glyph, it seemed to be much bigger than when normally cast. So I'm wondering if, like, illusionists can manipulate, like, glyphs. I don't know how it would work, but I'm wondering, like, if illusionists can, like, manipulate magic to make it stronger, like, amplify it. And if they can they amplify it and then null it? Like, what I'm thinking of is, if anyone's seen Epithet Erased, Molly has a dumb epithet, which basically, like, nulls people's, like, abilities. Like, say you're about to take, like, 50 damage. Molly could, like, tap you, and then, like, all that damage would be dumbed down to zero. So I'm wondering if, like, they can control and, like, amplify or, like, null, like, spells. Like, let's say Luce cast a fireball. I wonder if, like, Gus could, like, make a circle and then, like, make the fireball much bigger. You can't see my hands, but I'm, like, doing this and, like, moving away. Why do I do that in podcasts? I'm like, my hands are moving, they're going around, you can't see them, but I'm doing it, I swear. Yeah, so I'm wondering if they're hinting to that with the fireball and stuff. So I hope you guys enjoyed this. I have some really interesting ideas for future podcasts right here. And, I don't know, but maybe in the future I also may release some music. Because I've been dabbling in music lately, and I have two songs that I did finish. I've been thinking about making more. I haven't had the time recently, and I haven't, like, had an idea for what I want for it. But maybe if you guys want to hear that, I may do it. I've been using BandLab. I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. Hold on, give me just one second. BandLab. Yeah, that's what it's called. To make the music. And maybe I'll release it so you guys can hear it. Alright, I hope you guys enjoyed. Goodbye.